You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow, or find an awesome template. No judgment.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Late Night Drive. My name is Ellie Schnitt.
I'm Michaela Oakland.
And we're so happy to have you here in our car with us on this...
It's a love van.
Well, today it's a love van.
It's a little love day. Hi, happy today. Valentine's Day. Ellie, I've prepared something.
Oh, have you?
Yeah. Roses are red, violets are blue. I love to do this podcast with you.
Thank you. That's so cute.
Do you care?
I care a lot. I think that you should pursue poetry.
Yeah, I honestly think in another life I'm writing not like
sonnets,
not good poetry.
Maybe.
Oh, you know, I do think though, if both of us had been born in like, I don't know which hundreds, but one of the something hundreds, maybe 1700s, 1600, a lot of them actually. I think a lot of centuries we would have been writing poetry.
Yeah, because I could see that for us.
We would want to be heard. We have this innate need to be like loud and speak and heard. And I think we'd be writing poetry. We'd be so repressed.
I always think about how like back in the day, like, okay, the first time somebody ever wrote roses are red, violets are blue, and like did like a poem, people were probably like, holy shit, you know? And it's like a cliche now, but like, damn.
Right.
Like even sometimes like Shakespeare sonnets, I'm like, that's kind of fucking stupid. And then I'm like, yeah, but when he was writing it, no one had ever said that before.
But I feel like poetry probably has existed for longer than writing has. Because they did like, they told each other like fables and like legends and stories. I feel like they probably had something like, you know, this is probably something we can look up and be sure about. but I feel, I imagine that new things came out that really shocked the world. Like, oh my God, because there weren't that many words. How many words could you rhyme at the time?
Right. There were definitely more words invented as time has gone on.
Shakespeare made so many words, like hundreds of words.
He did. And English has got a lot of words.
Yeah, I've noticed that kind of thing about it. Last week was sort of like a post-Grammys episode. This week, sports.
Yeah, let's be fucking sports girls. Let's sports commentate. I do want to say one thing before we talk about sports, which is that if I sound stuffy, I've been sniffling all day.
Mm.
Also, I just cried. But
right.
I've been sniffing all day. And today I took a walk to the park and my nose was like running. And I was like, oh my God,
it's
I don't have anything. All the male trees. I was like, I got to blow my nose. I got to do something. And I pulled out like a receipt from my pocket.
Oh God.
You know?
Okay.
Just like, because I was like, it's bad. Like it was
right,
bad.
Dripping
and I was
all
like,
over.
I got to do something. And it was like a blue, receipt. I don't know. The receipt was blue in some way. And I don't know why I didn't think to myself that the ink would like transfer, but like I blew my nose on this like blue thing. And then as I was walking home, people kind of were looking at me and I was like, Do I look that bad? Like, why are people staring at? I got home, the whole, like, this whole,
Ellie,
is blue all over my face. So embarrassing.
Ellie, we gotta stop getting you L's. It's too,
I literally
too
need one
L's.
W. Like, I'm literally asking for one good thing to happen.
The,
like,
blood,
anything.
The breakup, the anything. Blue. Oh my God, the B's. It's
B. The, it's a cursed letter.
Yeah, it's a cursed letter for you this month. That is so funny.
It's so embarrassing.
I went to the Dollar Tree today. And,
great.
You know, I'll bring it up later because we're, of course, going to give some Valentine's Day ideas. But they have so much good decoration stuff. Like, they have nice decorations. They have a lot of Easter decorations, by the way. If anyone wants to
It's only February.
I know. But if you want to put some, like, little, like, rabbits, springtime type vibes out in your front lawn, they've got gnomes that have outfits for the season. I don't know. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah. And they probably have lead paint, but, like,
maybe. Yeah, but it's $1.25.
So? $1.25.
I'm not
going to
be sniffing it. It's on my lawn. Although I will keep sugar away from it, if that's the thing.
Right.
Wait, is it bad? Isn't it bad to sniff, isn't it bad to breathe lead? Or is
I
it touching
lead
it?
Lead is sort of one of those things where it's bad to, like, be around,
right,
generally.
Yeah.
I don't know that it's sniffing it specifically, but.
Right. I imagine, like, holding it in your hands. But I think there's also a fume thing.
Ingesting
it's definitely bad.
Definitely
that one is
definitely
bad.
You should not, if you're listening to this and you're like,
we're not saying the other things are okay.
Right. But if you were wondering, if you were like, should I eat lead? Like, no, probably not.
Yeah, that's probably the worst I would think of. But did you enjoy the Super Bowl?
Did I enjoy
Queen?
The Super Bowl? You know, it was kind of a boring game until the end. And that's how it was last time that they were in the Super Bowl together. I remember that. It was like a really boring
game. Stop putting them in the Super
Bowl together. I guess they're just not good in the Super Bowl together.
It's their chemistry.
Just really bad. Yeah, they don't have chemistry.
Low scoring. Yeah, I agree.
Just like not that interesting. Not enough Taylor Swift sightings for my liking.
Yeah, question. Did you watch regular or Nickelodeon?
I watched regular. I didn't have access to Nickelodeon.
We briefly turned on Nickelodeon, and although it was enjoyable, SpongeBob and Squidward's laughing actually did start to get just way too much. Like, I understand it was fun, but at a certain point, I'm like, oh my God, they need to shut the fuck up, unfortunately. And I'm sorry to those who celebrate and those who practice, but I got really annoyed with them. After a bit.
I did think it was very funny, though. Every time I would see a screenshot from it, I was like, that's hilarious. I should be watching that.
I know.
That's,
I was getting
awesome.
FOMO. I was like, I have to see what this is all about. Squidward is throwing up on the field. Slime.
Yeah, it was kind of boring. But, you know, Chiefs, go Chiefs. We got a Travis Kelce, mm-hmm, Taylor Swift boyfriend win.
Yeah. Didn't love his speech after.
Whatever.
Didn't hate
it.
If
you're in that moment,
like, okay,
you're probably just like, your brain is so broken in that moment.
Oh my God, yeah.
I do think it's funny. There's something very funny about football, like being a Swiftie, maybe never really caring that much about sports before in your life, and then your first time caring about sports, your team goes to the Super Bowl. Like, let me tell you, that is not how it usually goes.
My team hasn't gone to a Super Bowl since my birth, everybody. You don't understand. I decided to be like a casual Chiefs fan for a day, and I was like, oh my God, they're gonna lose. The one time I tried
because
to be a fan
so
of a winner.
Used to it.
Yeah, I was like, there's just no way they can bring this back.
I wasn't worried at all. I know how Taylor Swift's brand of magic works.
All of the 13s.
She's a winner, and everyone around her is a winner, and that's just how it is.
Yeah, did you see that photo of, like, her and her friends in Ice Spice is, like, posing?
It's so funny.
It's so,
like,
good.
Everybody else was watching the game, and Ice Spice had, like, clocked that the camera was at them, and she did a little pose.
It's so good. I love it. We got so much news. I can't believe Taylor Swift, Ariana Grande, and Beyonce all at the same game. I would lose my shit. I would fumble so many times.
Oh, Ariana Grande was there?
Yeah. Because they were doing, like, that's how they're starting the Wicked Press Tour. Her and Victoria Monet and also Cynthia, I'm sorry, I don't know her last name. Yeah, yeah. We're all there.
That's so crazy. I don't think I saw them one time. I saw like nothing about them on Twitter or anything.
Huh. I'm on a different Twitter than you.
I think that's true. I do think that's true.
Yeah. Oh my God. Speaking of the Wicked trailer, I didn't know it was coming and it knocked me off my little feet when I saw that. I was about to cry. I was about to sob watching that little trailer.
Really?
Yeah. You didn't like it?
Well, first of all, I think it's okay.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Let's talk about a couple things here. Yeah. First of all, thing one, hilarious that the movie's coming out at all, because I like was convinced it was never going to come out for real.
Well, it's like a totally different movie now than whatever they were originally planning to do in 2018 or whatever.
Yeah. Secondly, I think it's hilarious that they've broken it into two halves when like the whole second half is like bad. Like, I don't know why they would do that. All the good stuff is in act one. Like, why would you do this? Third, hilarious to do a trailer about one of the most prolific American musicals of all time and have not even an inkling that it's a musical at all in the trailer.
Oh, but
just it's... one note at the end. That's
no,
it?
No, Defying Gravity was being sung the whole trailer.
Just at the end.
No, it was Something Has Changed Within Me. And then they did like a line and then Something Is Not The Same. And then they did another line. she was singing the song the whole trailer.
Oh.
You gotta rewatch it.
It didn't feel very musical-y.
I promise. I watched it a lot of times. But
also, and I'm gonna say this and I don't mean to be a hater and I'm not being a hater. It's just, oh, that color blonde is so bad.
No, we're not saying that. We're not putting that out there. Oh my God.
I have to say it. It's like so upsetting.
But she looks great in the movie. I don't like it on her Instagram. I don't love it on her Instagram post. And I will say, Ariana Grande has slayed the blonde hair many, many times. Many times in the Thank You Next music video when she was Regina George.
That was good.
And then when she did that like silver blonde for a long time. If you look up Ariana Grande blonde hair, there was like one of her Grammys looks with that big like gray dress with the blonde hair. She looks incredible.
I'm not saying she's never pulled off blonde. I'm saying this blonde is bad.
Yeah, we don't... I don't know. I'm not going on the record to say anything about Ariana Grande's appearance. That's just crazy to me. It's not my favorite blonde on her, but I did think it looked better in the movie than in some of the Instagram pictures or like press, like paparazzi shots
of her. I'm sure it'll look fine in the movie.
Like she looked beautiful in the movie trailer to me. I mean, she is one of the most beautiful women in the world, so...
She is one of the most beautiful women in the world.
Let's be real and honest with each other about that. And, oh my God, new album! Stop! New album! I can't wait! And Beyonce new album! Country album!
New Beyonce album. That's really exciting. When that commercial came up, I was like, what are they doing?
I didn't get what it meant, really.
And then she said, okay, they're ready, drop the new music. And everyone that I was with at the Super Bowl party was like, huh? And then we were like, oh, but nothing, there's nothing on Twitter. Like, what are they talking about? And then it was like 2 minutes later that she like dropped the trailer for it. Really exciting.
Yeah, I think what was really funny to me is so many people were like, how much must they have paid her to actually get her to do that? But I also feel like it's a good deal for her because she got to announce her new music at the Super Bowl. Halftime.
Everybody.
Yeah.
You know.
By doing that. So I feel like it was kind of a, I'm sure she did get paid a lot, but it kind of also was a benefit in that way to her, I feel. Right?
I always think about that with like Super Bowl commercials. I'm like, I know how expensive they are. And then I'm like, and Verizon, and then you have the audacity to make us pay cell phone bill when I know you've got Super Bowl commercial money. Rude.
Oh my God, if Netflix did a Super Bowl commercial, I'd be pissed. I'd be like, pissed. You just raised the prices. We all love you already. You don't have to do this to us. But they don't need to do that, I don't think, Netflix.
There was a HelloFresh Super Bowl ad.
Oh, was there?
Now that I know they've got Super Bowl money.
Oh, yeah, you could.
They're going to be paying us a little bit more, huh?
I know for sure a few people have used our code for that. I've actually been using it myself and really enjoying it. The free breakfast, guys, it actually goes hard. I got That's these, nice. Like, take-and-bake bagels for free this week, and you can just freeze them. I don't know. It's just an extra ad, I guess, but not really. We're not getting paid to say it again.
No free ads.
But we do enjoy.
No free ads, and we do enjoy.
I made a tweet saying that I was going to download the Temu app because I like someone trying that hard, and then immediately it was explained to me why I shouldn't download that app.
I'm so surprised that you had never heard of it before. I feel like, well, I think because I watch a lot of YouTube, when it was first out, like, a lot of YouTubers made videos making fun of it because it's, like,
yeah,
I
never heard of it.
Yeah. It's, like, so much
worse. Is it
worse
just, like,
if you don't know what it is, it's basically,
but
like,
Amazon?
Shein, it's, like, wish.com kind of. It's giving
like AliExpress.
Yeah, it's more like that, where it's like this, the prices are so cheap for what you're getting, right, that like A, you're probably getting ripped off, and B, if you're not, like, it's very exploitative of whoever's making it. Mm-hmm. And definitely ruining the planet. So
Yeah, no, and that was what was swiftly explained to me when I made that tweet saying I was going to download it. And I was like, oh, I'm sorry, you guys. I was just given new information and have changed my mind. Hope that's okay.
Well,
y'all mind if I get new information and change my mind?
Change my mind.
Yeah.
Some people do mind.
I kind of love that football has now been like the one that the left gets somehow.
Just this one. Like, I don't know what the fuck happened. If I'm being like 100% honest, we have Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce.
Right.
Who just, and you know that I love Taylor Swift, but if we're just talking pure aesthetics, mm-hmm, they're giving Aryan prince and princess here, okay? Mm-hmm. They're giving Hitler Youth, like, they're giving, you know? Like, I don't understand, right, how the right could ever look at them and be like, like, a straight white couple, one who is, like, a pop star, one who's, like, a football star. She's, like, a blonde lady with a ponytail. How are you not looking at that and being like, that's American values, and she's chugging beer, and that's, right, America?
Like, well, so, huh? I know that part of it is because Travis Kelce is, like, the Pfizer commercial guy now. And then the other...
one Pfizer commercial. He probably doesn't even know what Pfizer is.
I think a few. But, yeah, I don't know why that seems to really bother them. That paired with him being with Taylor Swift, and Taylor Swift is, of course, woman, and because of woman, it's ruining football.
She also, like, has endorsed in the past Biden, and she's definitely, like, endorsed more, like, blue-leaning politics.
But
as
she's
well.
Not, like, that political.
She's not, like, political, yeah, like, at all. So it's just very funny to me. Like, it's just a funny thing.
Did you see that Donald Trump made a post about her on Truth Social this week saying that if she doesn't endorse him, it's like, what did he say? If she doesn't endorse him, it's a betrayal.
Yeah, he said he, like, passed some
artist
some
bill,
music act, whatever. It's very funny because obviously she's not going to endorse
him. And in the
him,
past, like, she has not and endorsed the
and
other.
And she's like
kid.
Very actually strongly been like, we don't like you, and tweeted that, things like that. And also, I don't know if you saw, but there was a conspiracy theory that the, yeah, whole Super Bowl this year was rigged, and scripted, because they wanted, obviously, Mr. Pfizer, Travis Kelce, yeah, and Miss Americana, Taylor Swift, they wanted them to be able to get on the field and kiss and then endorse Biden in that moment. That was sort of the thing, which was like, is so crazy. I do think, like, there's a degree to which, like, being conservative at this point in America, like, is a form of mental illness. Like, there is some kind, yeah, of, like, you're having delusions. Like, you are, like, having
paranoid, yeah,
delusions about something that is just, like, not
gonna hurt
real.
You. Not gonna hurt you. It's a and white not, woman and a white real. Man playing football and singing country, like, from country music origins, country. Mind you.
Oh my God. It's just very, very, very funny to me that they're like, it's a conspiracy. Like, is it?
Okay. Is that why Joe Biden tweeted that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
What the
so
fuck?
Joe Biden tweeted a picture of him with, like, the red eye glowing edit, like the dark
eyes.
Brandon thing.
Yeah.
And said all went exactly to plan. Like what? Making fun of, like, the conservative sooth said that it was, like, all scripted, and but, like, is that's like a crazy thing for a sitting U.S. president to tweet regardless,
considering everything else that is happening right now too, and, like, the fact that he's
crazy.
Just we're like, okay, like, are you, like,
crazy?
Yeah,
I don't know who was like, this is a good idea.
Yeah,
what a crazy thing for, again, a sitting United States president to tweet, but just weird vibes. And then they were also going crazy over the Ice Spice. They were like, Ice Spice is making satanic symbols while
had,
she's
like an inverted
at the
cross
game.
Or something.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Like, what? It's, I'm telling you, it's literally like,
and then they said,
you have schizophrenia. I don't know what to tell you.
And they said, like, Brock Purdy was like the representative of Jesus Christ because he said something about
right.
praying. It's like a lot of football players talk about praying, bestie. Like, that's a pretty big.
A lot of them.
Common yeah. theme. Okay, the thing
it's
about
white.
Joe Biden tweeting, well, so is Travis Kelce.
Exactly. It makes no sense. None of it makes any sense. If you try to understand it, that's when you're going to go crazy, because it's like trying to understand like delusions.
But Joe Biden's tweet didn't like it. The conspiracy wasn't mainstream understood enough for it to make sense. Like, I had not even really heard of this until after the fact, when I was trying to dig into information. Like, you are a president. Why are you addressing this weird little conspiracy?
I think it was talked about on like mainstream media. Like, I think that like CNN had like mentioned it, or like things like that. Huh. So he assumed that like people of a certain age would know the fuck he was talking about. Right. But it was very strange.
Yeah.
It was very strange.
It was very unsettling. And it was like 30 minutes after the game that I even saw it. So I didn't even know if that, like, it didn't feel like,
is this about this? Like, what the hell are you talking about?
Yeah.
What a weird, it was just overall weird vibes, but I am very happy for Taylor and Travis, and every picture and video of them that I saw both made me very happy and also like made me want to kill myself.
It's a love story. You'll be the prince and I'll be the, are you kidding?
Pointing at each other.
Oh my God.
And she's the princess and she's fanning her. Like, what if I went and jumped out the window? What if I was near a cliff right now?
I only stayed to watch the after the game stuff because I was like, Taylor's going to go to the field and they're going to hug and it's going to be cute. Did you see that tweet? That was, well, this is probably kind of not nice, but it's like a joke. But the, someone was like, Taylor trying to find Travis after the game and he's already left with Ariana Grande.
I didn't get that. Oh, it's because she's a homewrecker?
Yeah, well, because she likes to steal men and she was there.
Yikes.
It was funny. I wonder, never mind. I was gonna say, I wonder if they broke up, but there's no way to know.
SpongeBob and Ariana?
Yeah, there have been rumors that they've broken up, but I don't know how much.
All that. I really feel like she has to stay with that man.
No, she does not. Ariana, if you're listening, you do not have to do that.
After all that kerfuffle, you're gonna break up a family. You better stay with that man.
Yeah, well.
Allegedly.
You said snow day tomorrow. Is that true?
Well, okay. So it's supposed to definitely snow tomorrow, but there are like conflicting reports on...
Have you gotten snow
yet? Conflicting reports here. It snowed like the whole time I was in LA. So that was really sad. I missed the only snow we got. But this is supposed to be like the biggest snowstorm we've had in a while, which is pretty exciting. But they don't know if it's gonna be like 3 inches or 10 inches.
Wow.
So I would
love to hear from you guys about what the weather is like where you're living. I used to not think that the weather conversation was interesting, but lately I don't know
why. You're so wrong.
I really love to talk about the weather.
I love to talk about the weather. So please let me know. The weather so interesting. I like don't understand why it's like given as the example of a boring conversation topic.
Exactly.
It's not. There's always something to talk about.
Yeah.
I love hearing about the weather by you. Like, you had floods. Were flooding.
We had flooding. So interesting. I was showing you the areas that were flooding.
Yep. Fascinating.
Literally,
to me.
When I wake up, when I wake up and I see Chrissy or I see like my mother or whatever house I'm at, I will speak to them for like 10 minutes about the weather every single day. Just be like, oh my God, did you see rain in the forecast? There's rain coming up. But today, such a beautiful day. It's going to be a lovely spring. It's going to be such a green spring. Love those conversations.
Yeah, I love those conversations. And I do feel like you're such a hater if you think that it's boring to talk about the weather. Like, maybe you're just boring. Maybe you can't make a conversation about the weather boring. I feel that way about small talk in general.
Yeah,
if you can't have interesting small talk, maybe you're just not interesting, because I can make small talk interesting.
Well, I think small talk is fun with my friends, but when I'm in a setting with people that I don't know and they're making small talk, I find that to be something that makes me want to end my life. Like, I
don't know. I don't think people ever try to make small talk with me. Do you think I have a face that says I'm not going to listen to your small talk?
I don't know. But if I'm in another place and it's with like my friends' friends and they're making small talk about something, I just don't. I hate it. I hate to hear it.
I think I'm bad in groups though, like a big group. I went to this dinner this week. It was like a Galentine's thing.
Oh yeah,
it
looked very cool. It looked like
it was very,
very luxe.
Cool. And
you've been living a luxe month of brand stuff.
Totally. Yeah. Armani like sponsored this dinner, but like, yeah, we all got like perfume and lipstick and stuff. But I was worried because it's like a dinner party. And then I found out it was hosted by Armani. And then I was like, oh, my God, because in my head, I was like, it's going to be like 20 people at like a long table. Mm-hmm. I'm going to like not know how to speak to the people near me because I don't know anybody. Like, this is literally my nightmare. Thank God I arrive and it's four people. I was like, this Whoa. Is amazing. This is fantastic. I can actually have a conversation with these
That's
people.
That's such a small brand normal. Dinner.
Yeah.
I'm shocked by that.
It was just like a nice little girly dinner and just gals being girls being pals. And we got branded stuff. It was cool.
Yeah. That's so important.
Yeah. I'm bad in like a really big group dinner. Like, if you invite me to a big group dinner, I'm like, that's just not going to happen. I'm going to be so weird. I'm going to sit there like the woman has gone nonverbal. She forgot how to speak.
I love to go nonverbal. And then I think about it so much in my head after, where I'm like, oh my God, those people I met have such a different impression of me than other people have of me. Like, the version of myself that I am to them is so different to who I am in other people's heads. That's crazy. They think I'm like a shy girl, probably doesn't make a lot of jokes, just sits there looking gorgeous.
Just looking gorgeous. And at least she's looking gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She must be like an Instagrammer or something.
She's not known for her ability to talk.
No, she's not a Twitter podcaster.
She's not a chatter. No. She's just sort of a pretty face.
Oh my God, I would like to talk about this with you. We haven't talked about this. The Drake situation that occurred. Ugh. This was very disappointing to me. I was really, really shocked by this.
I didn't even know what happened. I only saw memes after the fact.
Well, I haven't seen the video, but it's something involving like, it's like a sexual video of Drake that was leaked by somebody else. And then everybody on Twitter was like, oh my God, upset. Like, just like making jokes about it and making like,
yeah,
also like they need to do this person next. And I was like, what is going on? Like, why is this the normal opinion on my timeline right now? That's very sad to see.
Yeah, it's sad that like, somebody that like, there's no like, if it was a woman whose nudes got leaked, that like it would be a different conversation. There would be like gross men being like, let's go. For the most part, people would be like, it's an invasion of privacy, it's mm-hmm. you know, it's gross, it's, you shouldn't talk about it, don't spread it, don't make jokes about it, whatever. But because it's Drake and because it's like a man, people are like, yeah, let's like be goofy and jokey about this, as though it's not like a really big invasion of his privacy.
But like, I agree. I just hate to be like, oh, but if it happened to a woman, like, then it would matter.
I don't hate to be like that, but it would matter a little bit more, I think, to people. I think there's like a more established cultural norm of like it bad, you know, like even though it's like, it's marginal, it's like, you know, whatever, but like,
it's easier to understand a
difference.
That.
Yeah. I think there's a little bit of a difference there. And I think people are, yeah.
Yeah. And then other people were like making jokes about him leaking it on purpose to distract from something
else.
And
they do that to women as well.
Yeah.
And they're always like, oh, she must have done it on purpose, or she, you know, it's like, nobody wants that to happen.
Yeah. And like saying that he got a BBL on his dick or something like that. I think it was like an imprint. I did not see this video. I think it was like some kind of like imprint type situation. Like, I don't think his actual dick was out.
I think it was.
You think it was actually out?
From what I have gleaned from memes.
You think it was out?
I think it was a full peepee. I don't think it was a print. If it was a print, you would have seen it on Twitter.
How on earth is it okay? Did you see, even the official Twitter or like X now account that's like labeled X used it as like a joke for on their page?
See, this is what I'm talking about. It's crazy. From what I understand from memes that I saw, yes, it was like,
it was fully pee-pee. Out.
It was full pee-pee.
How do people not like realize that print. That's fucked up?
Because they would have posted a dick print, you know, like on the TL, you know.
But that's the thing, is so many people said that they did see it on the TL. And I was like, it's not on my TL.
Yeah, damn. I think it got blocked pretty quickly because it was a full thing.
I think I tweeted something about it, and then a man did reply with his dick.
Oh, good. That's good.
To my tweet. And I was like, great. Keep up the good fight. Love it.
Thank you so much. I really needed that today.
Should we talk Valentine's Day?
I would literally rather die, but it is Valentine's Day, so let's talk about it.
Support for today's episode comes from Honeylove. Honeylove has revolutionized the bra game. Say goodbye to underwire without sacrificing lift. Honestly, it's time to spring clean your bra drawer. How long has everything been in there? For a limited time, only you can get Honeylove on sale. Get 20% off your entire order with our exclusive link, honeylove.com/LND. Support our show and check them out at honeylove.com/LND. Listen, if I am going to wear a bra, it's gonna have to be comfortable. And that's why I go for Honeylove. I grew up wearing the most painful bras, and even though I chose some especially bad ones as a teenage girl because I wanted to look a little bit more developed, there weren't any other options at the time that were a lot more comfortable. So that's why I'm really glad the bra game has finally changed. Treat yourself to the best bras on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/LND. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/LND. After you purchase, they ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. Honeys, you deserve this.
Late Night Drive with Ellie and Michaela is brought to you by BetterHelp. So I love therapy. I have always been a huge advocate for therapy. I've been seeing my therapist for, gosh, going on 6 years now. So she's basically like a homie, less of a therapist, more of a pal. Just kidding. She actually is really, really good at her job. And I have benefited immensely from therapy. I literally feel like I wouldn't be the woman that I am today if I didn't have therapy as a resource. I think it's so good to help you work through not only like your daily problems and, you know, your work issues or your friend issues, your relationship issues, but also like work through things that have been patterns in your life that maybe you've identified but don't really know how to fix, or things like phobias, anxieties, things that you feel like you have a lack of control over. Therapy can be really helpful in making you feel like you do actually have control, because you have more control than you think that you do. But I know that it is not easy for everybody to access therapy. And that's why I love today's sponsor, BetterHelp, because there are states in America even where there's like two therapists that take insurance, you know? Like, it's really, really important to have access to mental health, and not everybody does. And BetterHelp makes it super, super easy. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give it a try. It is entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. So get it off your chest, whatever it is, with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/LND today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/LND.
And you know, you're a valid representation in the Valentine's Day community. What you're experiencing is something that many out there are probably also experiencing. And we don't need to exclude that from the conversation.
No.
Was his dick really out?
Yes. I think his dick was really out. No, I think it, that's why I was like, it was bad. It was really violating.
Well, either way, I would think it's really violating. I mean, anything that's sent in a private conversation to someone else that's meant as sexual for them, that's a huge violation and a gross thing to joke about, no matter what level it is.
That's true.
Even if it's just words, that's like, you know what I mean?
Ugh. Like when the sex of, remember the Adam Levine sex? Okay, we should talk about Valentine's Day. Remember they were like, oh my god, you are so hot.
Yeah, well, there was also something with Zayn Malik this week.
Really? I didn't see that.
But he didn't really, I don't even want to see, this is the thing. I didn't like that those things were posted, because I guess what was, and you know, I even hate to take this side, but it was just because he kept like asking this woman for threesomes, I guess. And they were like, see, it was so, I don't know if it's real is the thing. I think it might be, but I'm like 50-50 on it, because this person sort of just made an account just for this. And it's like all that they're posting, and all of that it is like screenshots of texts with him. And I don't know. Anyway, it was very funny because it was like him being kind of sassy and then her being like, why are you so mean to me? And then he was like, I'm British. And then she was like, you know, that must be it, because I don't know any other British people. And he was like, exactly. Like, it was was really funny. I don't know if it's real.
I do think that one of the most embarrassing things in the entire world is like see other people flirt. Like, yeah. I think that like that's why it's so hard to watch reality dating shows, because like it's just so awful to watch. Because like I know, I'm sure I'm so cringy and weird and like embarrassing when I flirt with somebody. Like I know that I am, because I know who I am as a person and I've seen other people flirt. And it's like I don't want anyone to ever read sex would be I would kill myself, but even texts where I'm just like being flirty and gross, like on a date, like I would cry.
Yeah, it's I so feel like exposing your sexts with a famous person is really inappropriate unless they like assaulted you or like cheated on their spouse with you or something like that. Like if things just didn't go well between you, I feel like that's still a really big invasion of privacy to share those literal like messages of because it's very intimate.
It's very it's vulnerable. Yeah. It's like, oh God.
Ooh.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, I did hear that.
Spicy.
Anyway.
Okay, let's go Valentine's Day.
So how are we spending our Valentine's Day days? I'm probably not going to do anything. I might like eat chocolate. I'm probably going to like, I'm going to do something the day after Valentine's Day. I'm going to have my game night that's Valentine's themed the day after, because I'm sure that a lot of them have actual Valentine's Day plans. So I'm not going to do it on on that day.
Well, yeah, it sucks to be like a real lover girl on the love day and you're being forced to be like a sad girl. Like, that's so sad. Like, I actually love Valentine's Day regardless, because I'm always single on Valentine's. I've been unsingle on Valentine's Day one time in my whole life. Like, I'm always single on Valentine's Day. It doesn't bother me. I love the holiday. I think it's very cute to celebrate love.
I think
so much love in the world that's worth celebrating. Unfortunately, like, I probably will be like, this is the worst day of my life because it is a little too soon.
If we could give, okay, because I have my favorite post-Valentine's Day breakup movie, The Other Woman, which I know you also love.
One of the best movies ever made.
I feel like that's a perfect movie to watch when you're recently single and maybe sad about it, because that's one of those movies that makes you be like, thank God I'm not dating a man right now.
Yeah, I'm just not really there. I don't know, like, what would I do? What would I do on Valentine's Day if I was just regular single? Is very different
regular
from
style.
Like, yeah, regular style single. Like when you're like just regular single and you're not like a heartbroken
like me.
Single.
It's like,
yeah, you're regular single.
I'm regular single.
I'm like, I am irregular single, and it's making it really hard for me to be like excited. Oh my God, like a brand. I don't know if I can say what brand, but they like. They DM'd me and they were like, hey, girl, heard you're in your single era. Oh. we're going to send you a little single Galentine's Day treat. And I was like, you should just shoot me in the back of the head. Like, I'm going to accept the single girl Valentine's treat. But like, what
of course,
the fuck?
Of course.
You know,
course.
What the hell? Come on. It's bad enough. It is really bad enough.
Yeah.
To like, be like, are you excited to be in your crazy dating stories era? No, I'm not.
No, I'm not actually.
No, I'm
please
not.
Please come back
at
to
all.
Me in a month, maybe
in
2 months.
Month.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll be ready. At this point, I am crying myself to sleep every night. So.
And it's funny because I know the video that they're reaching out to you because of clearly shows that you're not like, yippee! Like, you stop and start sobbing in that video.
Really sobbing in this video. Oh, God. It is so funny. So what will I be doing? Yeah, I don't know. Fucking crying. But I
if you
what
had advice,
say.
Maybe, then, for other people on what to do.
Who are regular single?
Maybe you. Maybe what would you tell yourself to do? To make the day like bearable,
take like a Benadryl and an Ambien and just sleep through it. I like really don't know what I'm gonna do. Like, seeing other people in love, normally I'm able to muster up a little bit of like, yay, I love love. I am not in that headspace right now,
right?
At all.
I do feel like sometimes when there is a holiday, I have to do some kind of task so that I don't just feel so sad about my life, you know?
Right. Like, holidays are sad. We don't talk about it enough.
So I'm thinking dollar store craft, like Valentine's Day craft, paint at home with Chrissy, something love themed, make it feel like I'm in on it without, you know, actually being in on what the real, what they really talk right. about. But, you know, something that feels, because I'm regular style and that's what I'm going to do as a regular style girl.
Maybe I'll go on a dating app and look for Paul Mezcal.
Stop. Heir to the Mezcal fortune?
Heir to the Mezcal.
Paul Mezcal, heir to the Mezcal. Oh my God.
Big Mezcal doesn't want you to know this. I've heard he's rich. He's the heir. Yeah. He's wealthy from, he's actually a Nepo baby. Heir to the Mezcal.
Exactly. Fortune. Guys, this is the conversation we had directly after stopping recording last week. I don't, oh, because you said you were going to go on Raya to find Paul Mezcal. I was like, oh, isn't he a Nepo baby? And you were like, what do you mean by that?
I don't think that he
And is. Then I was like, well, like his last name. And then I said quickly, never mind.
And I was like, are you telling me that you think, what do you think Mezcal is?
I thought it was a Brit. Never mind. You know I don't drink much.
It's okay. It's okay.
I thought it was more like Smirnoff, and what it was vodka, right?
Yes. Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
That's what's going on.
It's its
on.
Own sort of type of alcohol. Yeah. But
he
anyways.
Also gave me Nepo baby vibes. Like his friend. I don't know. His friend group. Something
I think he
about
has,
it.
Like. Yeah, I think he has like Nepo baby vibes for sure. I think you're right about that. What would I do if I wasn't me? What am I actually gonna do? Is probably watch Pride and Prejudice 2005 Ooh. And eat mac and cheese. That will probably be my night. Mm-hmm. I was supposed to go out for lunch with somebody on Wednesday, but then I was like, it's Valentine's Day and I feel like you have a girlfriend and I don't think that's appropriate.
Why would you be going to lunch with someone who has a girlfriend on Valentine's Day? Why wouldn't they be going to lunch with their girlfriend on Valentine's Day?
I think we both were like, we're just like, when are you free? Like Wednesday, I can do Wednesday. Oh. Yeah, I think Wednesdays usually work for me and like didn't even register.
Yeah, so that's not happening.
And then like just hit me that I was like, oh, I
also
actually
be so
probably
busy
reschedule that.
Probably on Wednesday at the restaurants.
Yeah, although during the day, like who's not working?
There are also lots of cute little like baking, like heart-shaped things. Oh my God, I found out yesterday that Trader Joe's sells a pizza dough for $1.50. And you can cut that baby into a heart.
Into a heart?
And make a motherfucking pizza. Easy as pie. Easy as pizza pie.
I have like a Hershey's skillet thing, like yeah. a chocolate skillet thing. Those things are fucking delicious if you... Mm-hmm. If you're ever like that, that would be good. And it's heart shaped. So I do think like leaning into the whole like think of it more like you're in elementary school. If you're
right.
regular style single,
if you're regular,
this is not
yeah.
advice for me. I can't do this. But regular style single, like leaning into like and actually for anyone, even if you're in a relationship, leaning into like elementary school Valentine's Day yeah. vibes is like, I think so important. Like teddy bear, chocolate, Valentine's, little heart-shaped things yeah. and heart-shaped glasses. Like, it's so cute. Like, it's fucking adorable, you know? Like,
growing
just be
up,
cute.
That was my favorite school holiday because when I was really little, we would do those little mailboxes and everyone mm-hmm. would get a Valentine and everyone would have different candy. And it was almost like a cuter Halloween, like just a sweet, like, mm-hmm. and we would make those mailboxes and it was so much fun. And then when I got older, I was in choir and we would do valograms for Valentine's
Day. We did those too, singing Valentine's.
Yeah, so you'd get the day off and it was like always really fun. And I love the Valentine's Day candy and I love heart-shaped things. I'm just going to like that's what it really comes
things.
Down to. I think I
if
might
we're
also
being honest, like
I'm sorry, what are we being honest about?
I was just saying I really want like a heart-shaped locket, like a yeah. little gold heart-shaped locket. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on. If my future husband, wherever the fuck you are, is listening to this, I do want that. Mm-hmm. Make sure it's not tacky. Something classy looking, but I would like that.
Yeah. And there's a lot of cute little like making your own Valentine's Day decor things on the internet that you can find. Because I feel like you can decorate the day of, but then also keep it until Easter. Like heart-shaped stuff. That's no one's going to judge you for that. No one's going to be mad.
I feel like I'm at the age where I have like a special Valentine's Day sweater that I only wear on Valentine's Day with like pink and red hearts on it.
Oh my God. When I was doing Valograms in high school, I thought this was so funny at the time and others did too, but it's so cringy in hindsight and like very millennial of me. I wore that meme that says forever alone on it on the I know. But I was like, okay, wait, I was like 14. Stop. Wait, don't. No, it was really funny at the time. This was like, when YOLO was actually funny and like thanks babe go make me a sandwich was fun. It was so I know it's so bad and I wore that to do Valograms and everyone thought it was so fun. Oh my God, it's so embarrassing. I'm so sorry if all of you like tune out of this podcast forever now because you just got
because
the
of that.
I'll get it. But I was gonna say the Dollar Tree has like wooden things and also like mugs and just different pottery things that you can paint for just $1.25. So
I also think like really leaning into the chocolate of it all, like get yourself a hot cocoa on the way to work.
And may I say Valentine's Day chocolate I think is better than Halloween candy chocolate.
For sure. I don't want to eat a chocolate eyeball.
Right, exactly. Trader Joe's has some really cute like Valentine's Day sprinkles and like little heart-shaped chocolates that are really good. So
I like the Pillsbury sugar cookies that are for Valentine's Day. Those are really cute.
I need a heart-shaped cutter so that I can just like make things heart-shaped, like a cookie cutter, but like just for whatever.
Oh, cookie cutter, shaped like a heart. Yeah, you need that. You definitely need
that. Actually, I might have it in my Easy Bake Oven stuff. Sorry. Okay, move on. Yeah.
I really think that like there's no reason unless you are literally fresh out the slammer like I am. Like unless you are like literally like just popped out the oven, broken up with, like there's no reason to be sad about Valentine's Day if you're single. Like there's just no reason. It's a beautiful thing to like love the people in your life. And I like to make little Valentines for people in my life.
I did buy Valentines this year. I got these like cute little scratch and sniff Valentines. They're really cute. I also
like
want
to
say
the, like, shitty MS Paint ones, you know?
Yeah. And I validate you if you are bitter. Like, it's okay to be bitter. You don't have to feel bad about yourself if you're a little bit bitter and a little bit like upset. It'd be great if you didn't have to feel that way because it's a shitty feeling. But that's all right to be like jealous and a little bit upset on a day like that. Who wouldn't be?
In college, I remember it was an interesting holiday because people would be posting with significant others and you'd be like,
oh,
well, you were not acting like you were in a relationship last weekend.
That would be bad. Oh my God, that was such a thing. Or it'll be like a vague soft launch or like, I don't know.
Ay-ay-ay.
But I'm looking forward to the day.
I'm so glad to hear that.
And I'm sorry to those who are maybe going through a bad time. And congratulations to those who are truly in love.
Yes.
Wow.
Congratulations.
Amazing to you. What was your favorite Valentine's Day you've ever had?
Actually, I went on like a second date.
I remember. That's
Valentine's
what I was
Day
thinking of.
2 years ago. And it actually was just like nice. We like went out for dinner. He like slept over. Like I got to wear a little red cute top and lipstick. We told everyone at the restaurant we'd been dating for like 6 years and like
that's so fun.
Just like lied to all the couples around us. And like, yeah, that was like a really good Valentine's Day. It was like no real like love or commitment, but it was nice.
Yeah, because I feel like that was early enough in the relationship where it wasn't like confusing of like, oh, are we doing Valentine's Day? Like, are we at Valentine's Day level? Because it's like obviously we're not at Valentine's Day level, but
yeah,
that,
we were
like,
just like
means
fucking
just
around,
fun,
you know. Yeah.
My favorite Valentine's Day was when a man showed up at my apartment complex with avocados and a bouquet of flowers and two boxes of chocolate because he thought that we were in a relationship. And this was right when I was starting to get followers on Twitter. So I wasn't very good at hiding where I lived yet. And I would like post at my apartment complex, like pool. And, you know, anyway, he was in the lobby for 2 hours. And I eventually did come down because I was letting someone, because I was going to a party because I was in college, of course. And he stopped me in the lobby. He said, Michaela, I've been waiting. And he handed me everything. And then I did use it all.
Well, if you're gonna have gifts, don't look a gift horse in the mouth. That's what I always say.
And if you guys want to send us stuff for Valentine's Day, we have Amazon wish lists.
Oh my God. Yeah, I don't know. I've never really had like a real proper Good one. I worked 1 year Valentine's Day. I worked at the bar. That was good. I got a lot of tips because I told all the customers that I had just been dumped. And so I just took my friend's shift. That wasn't true.
I feel like
they gave me a lot of pity tips.
I've never dated someone who was like really good at gift giving on Valentine's Day. Like they just did flowers and chocolates and like whatever. Like my high school boyfriend would get me like Cheez-It boxes and all this stuff that I really liked and like Thin Mints and stuff because it's always Thin Mint season on Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. But I've never gotten like a crazy gift on Valentine's Day.
The only time that I was like dating someone on Valentine's Day, I was dating someone who like was so against like being cute about stuff. Oh. Like love bombed me and then right. once Valentine's Day actually came around was like, oh, I didn't know we were actually, you know what I mean? Like, and like clearly went to the grocery store and like picked me up a gift. And I was like, okay. Because I actually like thought about this, whatever. And yeah, that was kind of sad. That was like my only Valentine's Day in a relationship and I got not jack shit.
I will say my ex did get me a Furby necklace and that he sucks, but he like did kind of go off with that because it was from this like tweet that I had liked and I've been like, oh my God, I'm obsessed with this, but they were sold out. So then he like kept hitting them up until they were back in stock and then got, and that was like actually a good present. Good job with him on that.
Good job. Furby necklace. You did one thing right.
And I'll still wear it.
One thing right.
And he did give me a $700 bike and that was also, that got stolen.
Well,
what would be your ideal Valentine's Day date and gift? Ooh.
I just really like want to do the cheesy stuff like so bad. Like, I don't mm-hmm. think there's anything wrong with the cliche. Like, I want roses and rose petals on the bed.
Oh my
and
God.
I want,
wait, would love you know, to come home to someone having to like filled the house with rose petals and like candles and stuff and like mm-hmm. something with my name bath, spelled maybe. Out on it. Stop.
Like a piece of chocolate cake. We go out for a delicious dinner and like a
Matt
gorgeous
did that
piece of
once
chocolate cake.
For a guy that he had been seeing for a little. He got a bunch of rose petals and like spelled something out on the bed with him.
See, need that.
Like why? It's you know? So easy
like,
to
not
do.
Me? Why not ever me? Hello? Universe?
And you
why
can
not
get
me?
Fake ones on Amazon for like not as much money.
I have
money.
Like 1,000 fake rose petals. You take them from me and use them.
Set it up for me.
And set it up for me. And I want like their on the plate, like, you know, to say like I love you, spell that in chocolate syrup on the cake. And I want like a teddy bear, not a super big one, but just like a little cute one.
I'd like
that
for
I can
it to
sleep
be
next to every night.
Like a meal and it's like a good meal, not done by us, but then also in an intimate setting. Like I'm not saying
totally.
I want them to do something expensive, but if they did rent out a restaurant, I wouldn't mind that.
Or I would like to like do a hotel and hotel
yeah.
room, like
ooh.
Room service maybe, like mm-hmm. book the honeymoon suite with a heart-shaped bed and a heart-shaped pool in the middle, you know, like
yeah
be in a fucking heart-shaped hot tub. I mean, I'm sure there's diseases in that thing, but I don't care. I just want all of the cheesy stuff. I want a Valentine. I want him to ask me to be his Valentine. I want a heart-shaped necklace that he got for me with a picture of us inside of it.
Oh my God, like, picture inside.
I want the whole thing. Like, I want to be so in love that it's so cheesy and we don't care, you know?
Yeah, 1 year for Valentine's Day, what I did for my boyfriend at the time was so sweet. I did those like 50 envelopes that's like, open this when you're XYZ.
That's a lot of work.
It was so much work. And like one is like when you're sick and I put a bunch of stuff for when you're sick in there. Like when you miss me and like a handwritten letter is in there about like, and like, just like all this stuff. And that was so sweet. I want that done for me as well. I would like that to be done for me. Or like, you know.
I would like anything done for me, people. Maybe. I would like for one person to ever do something romantic for me and not make me feel like I had to like beg for it. Would love one time in my life
I did something romantic,
something romantic
for you
with me. You did something very romantic for me. You're the only one. You're it.
I would love to do that kind of thing for somebody if I were in a relationship with. Actually, honestly, I probably would have even done that stuff more in my last relationship if I felt like it wouldn't be received as like, whoa.
Totally. Yeah. Yeah. No, I totally
remember
know what you mean.
When he had like synesthesia or whatever. So he like, I don't even know if I believe this, but he said he There are colors associated with music to him. So I made him guitar picks based on the synesthesia of all of his songs. And like individually, like every night I was working on those. And then we broke up like a week later.
My God.
I put what my blood, evil, sweat, and tears.
Man. He never deserved that, by the way.
I know, but isn't I'm so... The point kind of but is you're so that romantic, I'm so romantic. Is the point.
I feel like I haven't had any opportunity to be romantic. Yeah. Nobody lets me.
Yeah. Let me, like, do something amazing. And then do like, something amazing as well in return.
Oh, my God. Like, why are... Where are all the real lover boys? Where are they? Apparently, it's Year of the Lover Boy. I'd like to see it. I would like to see it.
The yearners. Step forward the then, yearners, if you're yearning so...
I don't think
so
you're yearners. I think you're whores. And wait. I think...
That yearner you're speaking of follows 2,000 women on Instagram.
Literally.
Do you have a worse Valentine's Day?
I mean, potentially when I was in a relationship. Yeah. And I woke up in the middle of the night on Valentine's Day and he was FaceTiming with his ex at 2 in the morning.
Wow.
Objectively, that was pretty bad. This one's not great, but that one was pretty bad.
This is why I always say that being with somebody who kind of sucks is lonelier than being alone. Because, like,
much lonelier.
That hurts much more than, like, having no expectations and no one, like, should be doing something amazing for you. Oh my God, that was so evil. Oh my God. He was always on FaceTime with his
with that girl. I mean... Crazy. And then was like, I just don't understand why you have a problem with her. Are you insane?
Can I say my favorite love scene? Well, this isn't really a love scene. But like,
well, it's what it means to you.
Someone tweeted this recently and that's why I thought of it. But that scene in Princess Diaries where she has to get married. So they start showing her like every eligible bachelor in the area and like all of his credentials. And then she gets to be like, yes, no, no, yes. I shouldn't have phrased this as my favorite love scene.
That's
because
I was like, I'm going to psychoanalyze that. And like, we're going to have a little conversation.
That's not
about
what I meant.
That.
That's not that I meant, like, for some reason I wanted to talk about favorite love media, but then I also remembered that scene and then I wanted to talk about that scene. Never mind, whatever. I love that scene.
Do you
scene,
have
though.
A piece of love, your a favorite scene or something?
Well, the Bridgerton I Burn For You, pretty good if I think of the recent one.
I'm surprised.
I love love in like anime and K-dramas because it's like so unrealistic and they make the men like so simpy, like they're so obsessed in like a way that I just don't know if I've ever seen happen in nature before. Well, it does exist in nature, but not very often.
I think my favorite is in Emma, the 2020 version with Anya Taylor-Joy, where so they're at the dance and they're goofing and gaffing. And he was like, well, who are you going to dance with? And she said, well, we could dance together. And at this point, like, you kind of had an inkling that there was like a crush there, but like they never really acted on it. And then they do this dance and it is like so much more like intimate and sexy than like a sex scene would have been by far, because there's like the societal expectation of like they shouldn't be touching, but she's not wearing gloves, so like their bare skin is touching.
Whoa.
And they're making this like eye contact and like they don't want to let go of each other at the end, and then he runs after her, like sprints after her carriage, and she sees him out the window and she think and like run, like that's my favorite.
Oh, you've
like,
got
that's
a good
it.
One
that's the pinnacle. Wow. For me, because I'm like that, I just to feel that way about someone and not be, and you know, in that moment, and they both just knew they like loved each other, and I was like, this is crazy.
Oh my God,
I love it. I'll watch it a million times. It's such a good movie.
You're actually really in like a watching love stuff phase. Like your posts, you're handling your breakup with a lot of love media, it seems.
I think my biggest fear in a breakup always is to like become a person who's like bitter and doesn't believe in fairy tale love and like loses sight of the fact that like there is so much beauty and joy possible in this world, and like it's very easy to get jaded when you get your heart broken and be like, all men are terrible and I'll never be loved. It's like, whatever, maybe that's true, but I don't think it is, and I don't want to be a person who believes that. So if that means I have to watch love stories and be like, God damn it, when is it my turn? then so be it.
Yeah, that was a good scene. I'm sure that I could think of a much better one than the one that I mentioned.
No, and that's okay. And you're really valid for that.
Do you have a favorite Valentine's Day candy? Or least favorite? Do you like the conversation hearts? I love the conversation hearts, personally.
I don't think they taste like anything.
Oh, really? Do you...
And I don't like their texture.
What do you think of Tums?
Yeah, similar.
See, I love
Tums. I don't want to eat Tums. Mm-hmm.
And I love conversation... I think I loved them more before now, and now they're like, they wouldn't be my go-to, but when I was younger, it was just like, ooh, that's just sugar, really. Like, that's just sugar. So I love those.
I like chocolate candies better. Yeah,
big chocolate girl. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't like nuts. Don't like strawberries, unfortunately, either. So
you don't like chocolate covered. I think the idea of a chocolate covered strawberry is so much better than the execution.
Yeah, I love the idea of a chocolate covered strawberry. I do love a chocolate fondue that I can dip whatever I'd like to into it.
Sure.
The melting pot. Oh my God, actually, I would love to go to the melting pot. That's your dream date
on Valentine's Day. The melting pot.
It's probably not my like dream date, but I do love the melting pot. I would like to do the melting pot like the week after Valentine's Day, and it's like our post Valentine's Day Valentine's Day. I love the melting pot. I wish that there were more fondue places. Fondue is so good.
Yeah.
Did you ever give a crush a Valentine in school? Like, did you ever like?
Yes, but It was in fourth grade, and we had stopped doing the like mandated Valentines for everybody kind of thing. So you could like decide to give a Valentine or not to give Valentines.
They are so that was so loaded of them to do.
Yes. And I was like, well, I want to give my Valentine a special. I want to give my crush a special Valentine, but I can't just give him a Valentine. So I made everybody in the class Valentine's, and then I only in his I made like a special message. But
yeah. Oh my God, wait, did he like notice?
Yeah, because we had so stupid.
Did he have a crush on you too?
Well, so it's like very stupid because it's funny to explain things that like you were doing when you were 9 years old, but like I have an older brother who's like several years older than me. I don't know if you like had this experience. Like I swore a lot as a kid just because my brother swore a lot and like that just I got used to it, you know. And so me and this boy that I had a crush on, we were like, I don't know, we would like swear together. I don't know how to explain it really. Like wait, we were like the only ones in the class that would like swear, you know, like that was like.
And wait, so you were like a rebel.
Yeah, I was such a bad girl. And so in the Valentine, I wrote happy Valentine's Day. And then I did like the symbols that you would see for like a hashtag and like a percentage sign, like, you know, like an asterisk, happy Valentine's Day. And I gave it to him and he was like, how did you know how to do that? Stop. That's awesome.
Wait, maybe that's your soulmate. You should find him.
He went on a date with one of my best friends from college. Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy. Did he go to
She didn't know. How could she have known?
Did she go to a nearby college? Or did he go?
He went on a date with her as like an adult because they both live in the city of Chicago because everyone I grew up with and went to college with and went to high school with.
So that does make sense place. Then, yeah, unfortunately. But can I tell you my love story that didn't happen? Yes. So, you know, I moved a lot when I was younger.
Yeah.
So I had a huge crush on this guy named Patrick when I was in fourth grade. I loved him. All of my friends also loved him, by the way.
Of course.
But I was moving. And so the last day of the school year, I had my friend admit to him for me that I had a crush on him. And then, like, because I wasn't going to do it myself, obviously. And then, like, later she sent me an AOL IM email, like, telling me. I don't remember how she said it went. But then I got a DM from him 10 years later where he was like, do you remember when you had Claudia tell me you had a crush on me the last day of school and then moved across the country? That broke my heart. And I was like, oh my God, did you like me too? I can't believe it. It changed my life.
I was like so convinced all through school that like boys didn't like me. So I do wonder if there was anybody that I had a crush on. Sure. That
I did not think that he had a crush on me.
I dreamed that I was dating my first grade crush last night, weirdly enough.
Maybe you should.
No. Actually, my mom always is like, you know who's still so cute? I'm like, oh my God, mom. But we did have me and this boy who was my first grade crush.
And he is cute?
Oh, he's very cute. But we had this moment that I'll never forget. Oh. Because when I was a senior in high school, I went to a New Year's Eve party. And this might not sound groundbreaking, but I didn't go to parties, okay? Like, this was maybe, like, the first party I ever went
this
to.
This does sound groundbreaking. Ellie, yes. At a senior year New Year's party, this is shocking. Yes. Yeah, and amazing.
Obviously, I drove and I, like, wasn't drinking or whatever, you know? Like, I wasn't being cool. I was being the designated driver. But I went and people were like, oh my God, like being, because they were all fucking drunk children, but they were like, you're here, like you're never here, like that kind of thing. And this boy that I had a crush on, who was kind of like a bad boy now, okay, like he was like bad and he like did drugs, like he was like a bad boy.
Oh, okay.
He was drunk and he like at New Year's where everyone was like kissing and stuff, he like handed me a bottle of champagne and then he like looked at me and I think realized that he like had given it to me. Mm-hmm. And then he's like, wait, no. And he took the champagne back and then he kissed me on the cheek and he said, you're good, stay good. And
wait, that's like, so Wattpad. Why is that like literally summer I turned pretty? It's my summer and with the Walter boys.
I was like, he's like, just stay good. And I was like, that moment is going to stay with me for the rest of my life. This is like one of my first like real, a boy just kissed me on the cheeks that I had a crush on. That is so funny.
He must be reading Wattpad. Like that is a fan fiction right there.
I think he was so
like you're literally at the party and you're like the girl who never goes to parties and you aren't drinking. Yep. You're the only sober girl there. And then the jock, the bad boy, he hands you, he says, you're good. Stay. Oh, and then kisses you. Are you kidding? Are you joking with me?
And I was like, and that has really stayed with me. Like for the rest of my life, that stayed with me.
Yeah, it would stay with anyone because that's like literally a teen romance. Stop.
Is that the most romantic thing that's ever happened to me? Maybe. Is that depressing? Yes. We don't have to talk about that though.
How's he doing? Is
that the most romantic thing? How's your, you know, my mom, it's like, he's doing very well. He looks happy. I don't know. My mom thinks he's really cute. So maybe he's the love of my life, but he's not Jewish. So probably not.
You should DM him and be like, hey, I stayed good. He will be like, what the fuck are you talking about?
He's be like, I don't even remember that moment. The spirit of Wattpad infiltrated my body because I was so blacked out. It was
like,
out.
She needs a moment like this right now.
God was like, someone needs to tell her.
Oh my God, that's so funny. And you are still, and you stayed a virgin for at least another year.
Well, maybe. I did stay a virgin for a year and a half or so after that. So oh my God. Stay good.
She did stay good.
I did stay good for you, first grade crush.
Should we do a love tarot card? A love prediction?
I can fucking try. Traffic report. Who's in a prediction pour?
Just for like all the people out there, what should we think about in regards to love this year? Like what should
That's a really great question. Yeah. What should something we be considering and thinking about when it comes to love?
Like, romantic love.
Maybe what's the question we need to be asking ourselves or what's like something looking we out need to for. Be thinking about, looking out for.
Remembering.
Let's see what the vibe is. The vibarino.
The vibe of Gucci.
Yeah. Oh.
What is it?
I pulled the King of Cups.
What's that? Is that good or is it bad?
Well, it's interesting in a love reading to pull a king card, especially as I'm a woman and I'm looking for a man. But also it's not just men. It can be masculine energy in general. But it's compassionate man, spirit guide, emotionally balanced. Like it is this vibe of like you are not looking for just the next person to fill a space. Like you should be looking for a person who's compassionate, who is emotionally, they've got their shit together, they're healed probably,
right?
At least enough that they're not gonna fuck you right up. And yeah, I think that's a beautiful thing, especially spirit guide is really interesting there too. Like maybe it should have that feeling, and I've had this feeling before when I've met guys I've really liked where it's like, oh, this person is like pushing me to be the best version of myself.
Yeah.
And that that's what we should be looking for in regards to love this year.
Higher standards. We're going to have high standards in regards to love this year. Maybe
we're
someone...
We're not going to date someone who calls their ex in the middle of the night while we're sleeping right. on Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Maybe someone who, like, you really... You could see a future with, you know? Not just someone that you see a couple years with. You could see having kids with them. We could even be at that place. Spirit guide. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to wrap it up. We would like to shout out our birthday pigs, Curtis, yeah. Katie, Maya, Nathan, yeah. Flower yeah. Pig, Georgia, and Zachary.
Let's
we love
go.
You guys so, so, guys. So, so much. And if you would like to be a birthday pig for us, that is on patreon.com/latenightdrivepod. And if there's anything you'd like for us to talk about, if you want to leave us a voicemail, we're pretty due for a voicemail episode in the near future. So that is in our bio on Instagram for the Late Night Drive Pod Instagram. And you can always DM us any questions, comment them, message us with your questions. Who cares, Ellie?
Yeah, we love hearing from you guys, and thanks for being with us, and thank you for all the nice comments that I got last week being like, keep your head up, queen. I'm like, I'm doing my best. I love you guys so, 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 so much. As always, have a good day, have a good night, wherever you are, whatever you're doing. Hope it's a great one. Hope you have a love-filled and beautiful Valentine's Day. And we will catch you on the next one.
Thank you for coming to Late Night Drive. We hope you enjoyed the drive. We love you.
We love you.
Try to say it like creep, but it can't.
Late Night Drive with Ellie and Michaela is brought to you by BetterHelp. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/LND today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/LND.